There were four areas of concern brought up by the U.S. Attorney's investigation, such as bad oversight of real estate deals. UTA Board Chair Robert McKinley admitted there had been problems with accounting.
There was poor documentation with respect to federal funds.
He also says there were former board members who did not comply with ethical standards, and there were two bonuses that were improperly approved but later canceled. U.S. Attorney for Utah John Huber says they've entered into a non-prosecution agreement with UTA.
The agreement mandates full cooperation from UTA in the continued investigation.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.